This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, tight margins continue to be the dominant challenge for farmers. While disease pressure still matters, it was really commodity prices and cash flows that shaped the decisions for farmers across Iowa. That pressure is changing how producers think about equipment purchases, how they'll work with dealers, and how they approach financing. I talked with Brian Schrock, Territory Manager with Ag Direct, about what he's seeing and how farmers are navigating those decisions. We'll hear more from him next.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
When I sat down with Brian Schrock of Ag Direct, he said that margins are front and center for everyone, from farmers to equipment dealers, and it's driving more conversations about how equipment is purchased and financed.
It is a hot topic. It's on the minds of everybody in the market, whether it be a producer or whether it be an equipment dealer. So we're seeing a lot of customers that are interested in financing options, whether it be fixed rates, long-term leasing, just looking for ways to access equipment, but in an affordable manner that matches their cash flow.
Schrock says those conversations look different in every operation. Some farms are better positioned to weather the current environment, while others are forced to explore different options. That makes communication and planning more important than ever.
I think a lot of it is probably the initial conversation is to have a good relationship with the lender. Mm-hmm. The lender needs to know your operation. They need to know you, how you operate, function, and how you market. And moving forward, I think that's probably going to be one of the biggest keys, is having that good relationship and knowing your lender well.
Another major shift that Schrock is watching has to do with where equipment comes from. Dealer behavior is changing, and that reshapes how farmers find their equipment.
One of the biggest trends I think we're seeing, and we've seen this for quite some time now, is customers going to auction to buy equipment that dealers are liquidating. Mm-hmm. So dealers are trying to reduce their floor plan, their operating costs, and customers, farmers, are finding opportunities on good late model quality equipment, whatever brand they choose, at a very affordable price, and we're there to offer financing for those purchases.
Dealer liquidations have increased as dealers work to reduce inventory and manage floor plan expenses. In many cases, that means moving multiple late model pieces through auctions and sometimes even at a loss.
Yeah, so we started to see dealer liquidations very aggressively last year. And so I think a lot of dealers liquidated a lot of high dollar, late model, expensive equipment. And again, it was to get that off their books so that they did not have floor plan expenses. And so they were taking multiple pieces. They might take 15, 20, 30 pieces to one auction to sell it. And they were very successful in doing what they wanted to do, which was reducing inventory.
Well, that's created opportunities for farmers. It's also changed expectations.
Know what you need to purchase, especially when times are tight and cash flow is restricted. Know what you need to purchase. If you need to replace a planter, that needs to be a focus. Have a plan. Get together with a lender. Also work with your equipment dealership. Maybe they've got a great used piece of equipment that you could acquire, or looking at a brand new piece. But get your ducks in a row, if you will, and have a plan.
Schrock says with a tight margin year, equipment decisions require more planning than ever. He encourages farmers to focus on what truly needs to be replaced, communicate early with lenders and dealers, and understand that the equipment market looks different than it did just a few years ago. That preparation, he says, can help farmers make decisions that better fit their operation and cash flow. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.